97.1 FM The Drive presents the Behind the Song podcast, taking you deeper into classic rock's most timeless tunes. Here's your host, Janda.
Don't you just love a good love story? There are plenty of them on the rock timeline. Unions created through making the music, some of which burned out, and a few that remain. Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo are one of those love stories that just keep going. They've been making music together since they met in 1979, and they've been married since 1982. It's been an incredible ride. 15 Billboard Top 40 singles and over 35 million albums sold worldwide, and the pair have two daughters. One of those hit singles, 1984's We Belong, is a love song that was written by two songwriter friends and former bandmates who experienced a once-in-a-lifetime game-changer when Benatar recorded it on her Tropico album. So this is a tale of love that lasts and of friendship and how music can totally change everything. Get into the story of We Belong in this episode of the Behind the Song podcast. If you like it, you know what to do. Thumbs up and hit subscribe.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
First, a little backstory on how Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo got together in the first place. Pat had a talent that was obvious even to her teachers when she was growing up in Long Island. And with her operatic voice, she was a shoo-in for musical theater roles in school. She had plans to go to Juilliard, but spent a year at Stony Brook University instead and dropped out at 19 to marry her high school sweetheart, Dennis Benatar, who'd been drafted into the Army. They ended up living in Richmond, Virginia, where she worked at the local bank. And that could have been that if Liza Minnelli hadn't performed a concert in the area. After Benatar saw that performance, she quit her job and decided to give her real passion, her calling, a go. She started performing in clubs, and when her husband was discharged from the service in 1975, the pair moved to New York so she could pursue her singing career. She got work singing for commercials, a Pepsi jingle, and more, and played the clubs in the city. In 1978, she was seen by an executive at Chrysalis Records and was signed to a record deal. Shortly after that, she and Dennis Benatar divorced. The following year, while she was working on recording her debut album, she was introduced to Neil Giraldo, whose skills not only as a guitarist but also as a musical director and arranger were felt to be a good match by Mike Chapman, an Australian producer who was also working on a few of the songs. Giraldo, at that point, was known as the guitarist in Rick Derringer's band, but after meeting Pat Benatar and hitting it off musically, both of their lives would change. Benatar's debut, In the Heat of the Night, was released in August of 1979 and included Heartbreaker, which was her breakthrough single, as well as a song written by Giraldo, We Live for Love. It went platinum by 1980. Giraldo was now in the band, and they were off to the races, with Pat Benatar up front singing and Giraldo leading the musical direction from then on. In 1980, the Crimes of Passion album went multi-platinum and made Pat Benatar a worldwide star. That's the one with Hit Me With Your Best Shot on it. Precious Time came out in 1981 and included the hit Fire and Ice. Somehow, Neil Giraldo also found time to work with Rick Springfield during this time, notably playing lead guitar and bass on Springfield's mega hit Jesse's Girl. In 1982, the Get Nervous album was released, Pat Benatar's fourth. That's the one with Shadows of the Night on it, a song that was written a few years before for the movie Times Square by a songwriter named D.L. Byron, but was rejected for the movie and by his own label at the time for not being commercial enough. For Pat Benatar, it went to number 13 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. She and Geraldo were on a streak that just wouldn't quit. It was also in 1982 that the two got married in a ceremony in Hana, Hawaii. After that, a live album recorded on the Get Nervous World Tour was released in 1983, and then it was time to record studio album number 5, Tropico. The Tropico album was recorded at the MCA Studios in LA, and it was named after an old California gold mine, which was fitting for an artist who had literally been on a Midas streak in terms of churning out hits, and that would prove to be the case with the Tropico album too, especially with the lead single, We Belong. The song was a major payday for the songwriting team of Dan Navarro and the late Eric Lowen, one that they didn't see coming at all. The two of them had been struggling in a band called Bon Mot together in Los Angeles in the early 80s, but not really making any headway. And Navarro was fired from the group by Lowen, so they were very much on the outs with each other. Lowen called Navarro up out of the blue one September day in 1983, about 6 weeks after he had fired him, and asked him to come over and write with him, just to see what would happen. So, Navarro begrudgingly did, and about an hour and a half later, We Belong was written. The two worked it out until the first two lines of the song said enough to draw the listener in. And Navarro remembers that while they were recording the demo for it, their neighbor next door was banging on the door asking them to be quiet because it was after 10 p.m. The demo was circulated over to the Benatar-Geraldo Brain Trust, and a year later, their song was a worldwide smash. Sadly, Lowen passed away in 2012 due to complications from ALS. Navarro continues to perform. And, in case you're wondering, yes, he is the cousin of Dave Navarro of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. We Belong was never again matched by the songwriting duo in terms of success, and it's a song that may never have happened at all had Navarro not been able to swallow his pride and join his friend for a songwriting session that day out of the blue. And they were right. Those first two lines really do pull you in. We Belong starts like this. Many times I tried to tell you. Many times I cried alone. Always I'm surprised how well you cut my feelings to the bone. Don't want to leave you, really. I've invested too much time to give you up that easy to the doubts that complicate your mind. And then the chorus. We belong to the light. We belong to the thunder. We belong to the sound of the words we've both fallen under. Whatever we deny or embrace, for worse or for better, we belong together. It's a love song, but I think it's really amazing when you think of it in terms of how two friends put aside their differences to work together to write it one more time, working together on something that would be bigger than them or their differences. And it goes on. Maybe it's a sign of weakness when I don't know what to say. Maybe I just wouldn't know what to do with my strength anyway. Have we become a habit? Do we distort the facts? Now there's no looking forward. Now there's no turning back. The chorus repeats, and then it's on to the last verse. Close your eyes and try to sleep now. Close your eyes and try to dream. Clear your mind and do your best to try and wash the palate clean. We can't begin to know it, how much we really care. I hear your voice inside me. I see your face everywhere. And the chorus repeats and the song fades. It's a love song rooted in the idea of two people destined to be together, something that we could all either relate to or simply dream about. And with Pat Benatar singing it, it went to number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100, equaling the success of Love is a Battlefield. We Belong was released as a single in October of 1984, just before Tropico hit stores on November 1st. It went to number 3 on the rock chart, and it earned Pat Benatar a Grammy nomination. Besides being another successful album release, it was while making videos for Tropico that Benatar and Geraldo discovered that they were pregnant with their first child. In 2022, Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and rightly so. Theirs has been an incredible union, both personally and professionally. And a perfect example of two people, and now two Hall of Famers, who really do belong together. Just like the song says. I'm Janda, and this has been Behind the Song. If you like this episode, give it a like and subscribe to the channel. Special thanks, as always, to Christian Lane for the music you hear on these podcast episodes. Check us out on TikTok, and you can find me on the air weekdays from 9 to 2 Central at 97.1 FM The Drive in Chicago and at WDRV.com. On the way, much more classic rock and roll.